The following is a presentation of Foothills Media Sports.
Gentry got plenty of time. He's got a man wide open. That's Adams. Adams is going to score. He's at the 10-5. Touchdown.
And the pitch. Hit to left field. And that one going back. It is
out of here.
It is out of here.
Brody Martin. Martin's got plenty of room.
Touchdown, Cardinals. Big hole, Keith. He is going to the house. Down to the 20-10. Touchdown, Blackhawks. 7 seconds.
Six. Hey, for three.
It's good. It goes. At the buzzer. Are you kidding me? We got overtime, baby, in Moravian Falls. Hello and welcome to our Game of the Week on Hometown Christian Radio. High school sports brought to you by Wilkes Communications, Apple Brandy Prime Cuts, Blue Ridge Tractor, Brunchy Mountain Smokehouse and Creamery, Blue Ridge Energy, David's Market, ECMD, Next Level Collision, Ashley Farm, Skyline National Bank, Wilkesboro Mini Golf and Games, Meineke, Ted's Kickin' Chicken, Ride with Pride Car Washes, Wilkes County Insurance, Freedom Auto Sales, Piedmont Federal Savings Bank, Holmes Asphalt, Deal Insurance, Sapolsky's Tree and Hauling Service, NNT Screen Printing, Miller Funeral Service, Dwight Phillips Auto Sales, Steve Owings State Farm Insurance, Chatham Nursing and Rehab, Rain Sturdivant Funeral Home and Scenic Memorial Gardens, Executive Financial, your local IGA Marketplace, Peanuts Garden Center, Hugh Chatham Memorial Hospital. It's prime time for fiber internet from Wilkes Communications. New customers receive a $200 Amazon or Visa gift card plus an Amazon Fire TV stick when you sign up for fiber internet. So don't fumble over that slow, aggravating internet any longer. Enjoy unlimited internet usage with no data limits and free advanced Wi-Fi. It's time to get that internet experience you deserve with Wilkes Communications. Find out more online at wilkes.net or call 336-973-3103.
It's the Wilkes Communications pregame show online at wilkes.net or find out more by calling 336-973-3103.
Good evening, everyone. You are listening live to North Wilkes High School in beautiful, rainy Hayes, North Carolina. We are here for the Elite Eight round of the state basketball tournament as the North Wilkes Lady Vikings are hosting Lincoln Charter tonight. I'm John Wishon alongside my broadcast partner, Keith Bryant. And, man, we have a crowd coming in here to the North Wilkes High School Gymnasium tonight for this Elite Eight matchup. The winner wins the right to go to the LJVM Coliseum in Winston-Salem next week. And the next round, of course, the Final Four round, two wins, and these North Wilkes Lady Vikings will be playing for a state championship, the second time they've been there, if they win, since 2017. Keith, big crowd, a lot of excitement in this gym tonight, and the Vikings going to have to bring their A game.
Well, you know, when Rayleigh Bear went down at the start of the season, a lot of people thought at that point in time this would be a good team, but I don't think that nobody thought they would be at this point. And then when they lost their point guard,
Natalie Mathis.
At that point in time, a lot of people, I'm sure they would have said, ain't no way.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you what, Stephen Phillips has got these girls playing hard. Everybody realizes at this point in the season you're one and done. And I know that. But I tell you what. This North Wilkes team, we've seen them a lot of times this year. They're very resilient. They play very good basketball. And if they can just limit their turnovers and, use that what they got and their strength is on the boards, if they can do that, John. And I'm just looking at the size of this Lincoln Charter team, and they match up very well with North Wilkes.
Yeah, they really do. And one of the things that I would say, just watching them, I've been watching them since I got here early today and watched them in warm-ups. They may have a three-point threat, Keith. I don't know, but I haven't seen it. They've got a little quickness. But here's my key for North Wilkes tonight, Keith. They're going to have to stay out of foul trouble because they lost Rayleigh Bear earlier in the year. They lost Natalie Mathis later on in the year. They cannot afford to have their iron five, so to speak, having to go to the bench in foul trouble.
Well, you know, Stevens uses his bench.
He does.
But the thing about it is he where he's probably at, I'm going to say this and not be disrespectful, but his weakest point is going to be at the guard's position.
Yeah.
He's lost two of his best ball handlers. But now I'm going to tell you something about Abby Myers. She is a four by nature.
Oh, yeah.
But she has done a great job of handling that the point guard spot.
I would agree 1,000,000% with that, Keith. And it's still – you can tell there are times when she's not really, really comfortable. But I'll tell you what, when you have an Olivia Rhodes on your team who is a great two guard, sometimes playing the three, but she can also handle the ball. And we all know how she loves to go to the hole. She'll lower her head and go to the hole in spite of everything. And that, you know, that's one of my keys tonight. Olivia Rhodes has got to stay out of foul trouble, and so does Shaylin Bear. They're big freshmen inside. They need that rebounding presence. Allie Farrington needs to stay out of foul trouble. And when they get the ball on the block, they are going to have to make sure they pay attention to detail, use that backboard, and make those gimmies inside close.
Well, you know, and the X factor, I think, tonight, if you got an X factor on the Vikings, I think that's going to be Allie Farrington.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, we've seen her. You know this team, if they did any scouting at all, they know Shaylin Bear. They know what she can do. But a lot of times Allie Farrington gets lost in the shuffle, John.
And I'll tell you another key player that we saw make a huge difference here just last week, and that is Elizabeth Foster. She came into the game, helped them handle the press really, really well when they won that conference tournament championship game here. And I tell you what, she was very valuable to them, and I'm anxious to see this North team match up with Lincoln Charter. Now, we got about 5 minutes and 48 seconds here till they're going to do the starting lineups and the national anthem. Lincoln Charter comes into this game 24-5 overall, 12-2 in their conference, number two in their conference behind the Community School of Davidson. And then, of course, North Wilkes coming in tonight 24-5 overall, 10-2 in the Foothills 2A conference. And looking at the rankings, I did a little deep dive today, Keith, on Max Preps. And, you know, there's rankings. I don't know how they come up with them, to be honest with you, but it's somehow defensive proficiency, offensive proficiency, different aspects of the game. Overall in the state of North Carolina, amongst the 1A, 2A, 3A, and 4A teams, North Wilkes is number 30 in the state. Lincoln Charter comes into this game tonight, number 112 in the state. So all the statistics point to the fact that the North Wilkes Lady Vikings should come away here with a win. But this is the Elite Eight. It's March Madness. It's tournament time. And anything can happen.
And I talked to the assistant coach for the Lady Vikings this afternoon. And, you know, these girls only beat East Surrey by 4 points.
Yep.
Okay. And we all know that the Lady Vikings have beat East Surrey 3 times. Now, I know that kids... You can, as a coach, you can say, don't look at this, don't look at that. But, hey, listen, they've got these things they call cellular phones.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And they get on there, and they see this stuff. And, you know, as coach, what you got to realize is, look, forget about East Surrey. Forget about what you did to East Surrey. This team right here is here for a reason because – I mean, you're talking about only 8 teams playing basketball now, John.
Yeah.
So they're here because of what? They're a quality team or they wouldn't be here.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing about it is they were 1 game away. Lincoln Charter defeated East Surrey. Or East Surrey would have been here tonight playing the Vikings for the 4th time this year. So there you go. Lincoln, you know, they cannot rest on their laurels because this team defeated a team that they had already beaten. So there you go. We're going to step aside here in our Wilkes Communications pregame show. When we come back, hopefully we'll have some coverage of the national anthem and we'll have our starting lineups for tonight's game as we roll on with our coverage here on the undisputed leader for local sports coverage, Hometown Christian Radio.
It's prime time for fiber internet from Wilkes Communications. New customers receive a $200 Amazon or Visa gift card plus an Amazon Fire TV stick when you sign up for fiber internet. So don't fumble over that slow, aggravating internet any longer. Enjoy unlimited internet usage with no data limits and free advanced Wi-Fi. It's time to get that internet experience you deserve with Wilks Communications. Find out more online at wilks.net or call 336-973-3103.
What you do is important. So is having a partner who supports you. At Skyline National Bank, we're here to bring out your best so you can continue to make our community better. Your pursuits and dreams mean something. Whatever you most want to achieve, share it with us. Skyline National Bank, always our best. Visit SkylineNationalBank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Shop the IGA Marketplace, your low price leader. Ground round, $3.98 a pound. Whole pork loin, $1.99 a pound. Boneless, skinless chicken breast, $3.99 a pound. Savings in every aisle. Ritz crackers, 2 boxes, $6. Kellogg's cereal, 2 for $8. Sargento shredded cheese, 2 packs, $5. From the farmer's market, Yukon Gold potatoes, fresh tomatoes, navel oranges, avocados, and yellow onions. Shop the Brushy Mountain and Rock Creek IGA of Wilkesboro, Marketplace of North Wilkesboro, and the IGA of Mount Airy, Boonville, and Harmony, the IGA Marketplace, your low price leader. Buy $100 worth of car washes for $80 at Ride with Pride Car Wash. Receive a free vacuum token with every touchless automatic car wash. They offer a bug and desalt pass on their top wash. Open 24/7. Call or text for your $100 discount card for only $80 at 828-320-6609. 828-320-6609. Ride with Pride Car Wash in Wilkesboro, North Wilkesboro, Elkin, Taylorsville, and Boone.
Hi, I'm Alice Blankenship, branch manager for Piedmont Federal Savings Bank in North Wilkesboro. This year, we're celebrating 120 years of local service. From checking and savings to home and small business loans, we put our experience to work every day for your banking needs. Visit our website, call us at 336-667-9211, or visit our branch to learn how we can help you achieve your financial goals. Piedmont Federal Savings Bank.
And we're here at North Wilkes High School. Time for our national anthem. We're going to see if we can catch that on the air here for you. Young lady was. I missed the introduction, but she did a tremendous job. Did you hear who her name? Keith, did you hear him? We're on live. Who was it? Leslie. Okay. All right. Here comes our starting lineups. Number 4, I think that is Tyler Beller. And then number 11, that is Taylor Riggenbach. And also for Lincoln Charter, number 21, Martha Gooney. Ginley. I'm sorry. And then number 12, Alexa King. And I missed one somewhere. And here comes the North Wilkes Lady Vikings, and the crowd comes to their feet.
Hey.
Abby Myers. Elizabeth Foster getting the start tonight. Olivia Rhodes, the tournament MVP from a couple of weeks ago. Allie Farrington. And also the freshman, Shaylin Bear. And Keith, so good to see Natalie Mathis here tonight in the wheelchair. She had surgery yesterday on that torn ACL. And so good to see her at the game tonight. And she's got a long recovery ahead, but I'm sure she wanted to be here.
Well, I mean, you got to feel she's a senior, John.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's, I know deep down inside, but I tell you what, you know, I know she's torn.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but.
Well, and Salem Adams, you know, she tore her ACL, and she is having surgery mid-April, I think I heard tonight from her grandparents, so.
Well, you know, the thing, Salem will be back.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll tell you what, we're ready to start, John.
Here we go. And to bring you the play-by-play, the voice of 3WC Sports for 28 years, Mr. Keith Bryan.
And Abby Myers now takes control of the tip as she gets it across the timeline, looking for somebody to throw it to. And gets a great inside pass to Allie Farrington for two.
Allie Farrington just got lost in the shuffle. Nobody stayed with her, and she was wide open on the block for the easy two.
And Ginley now brings the ball across the timeline. He gets it out back in the corner to King. Back to Ginley for three.
And there's our first Deal Insurance three-pointer of the game. And here comes some pressing.
But Olivia Rhodes gives it back to Myers. Myers gets across the timeline pretty easily. Gets it out to Foster. Foster drives inside. Little five-foot floater. No good. She gets her own rebound. Back out to Myers. Gives it to Bear. Bear trying to move inside, and we've got our first foul of the game.
Oh, no. She called a travel.
Okay, so we got a turnover.
Yeah, I thought he initially did the foul signal, but then because he had his hand up in the air. But anyway, first turnover.
King now brings the ball across the timeline. Gets it out to Ginley. Ginley for three.
There's and two in a row. Forget what I said about them not having a three-point shooter, Keith.
Well, Martha Ginley, two for two from the three-point line. Ball comes across the Bear, across the timeline, back to Olivia Rhodes. Rhodes now back to Myers. Myers drives inside. Great inside pass to Farrington, but she just loses it.
A little bit behind her, Keith, and she mishandled it. And Destiny Lasco checking in the game for Elizabeth Foster, who takes a seat.
Ginley now gets the ball into Alexa King. King now will get it across the timeline.
North Wilkes in that patented zone defense that they run all the time.
King now back out to Ginley. Ginley now out to King in the corner. King now gets the ball inside. A great move that time by Claire David.
All of a sudden, 8-2 early here, Lincoln Charter.
Abby Myers now gets the ball to Alaska. Ball gets knocked out of bounds by Kaylee Lusk, so it'll be retained by the Vikings.
They're playing in those passing lanes, Keith.
Myers now gets it into Olivia Rhodes. Rhodes now being guarded by King. She was looking for a foul, but anyway, the ball gets knocked out of bounds by King.
She went to the floor.
So Abby Myers now will trigger it inbounds. Great. Oh, what a put in.
No.
Very, very simple
it
play
was,
that
boy,
time.
Shaylin Bear made it harder than she had to by not using the backboard, and it finally fell through. 8-4, Lincoln Charter.
Ball comes inside. Great move inside by Kaylee Lusk.
And Bear didn't get back after she made that bucket, Keith.
Bear now gets the ball to Myers. Back to Bear. Oh, that was almost a travel right there, but she gets the ball to Lasco. Lasco inside to Bear. Bear moves the basket. No good. And goes back to the Lincoln Charter.
Cannot expect them to call a foul every time you go to the hole. You got to try to make that bucket, Keith.
Lincoln Charter are the Eagles, John.
And here we are, full court pressure now by the Vikings.
King now with the ball. King now gets the ball into Lusk.
And Shaylen Bear picks up a foul 40 feet away from the basket.
Yeah, that's just...
Yeah, that's not a good foul.
So King now gets the ball to... back out to... trying to get a number there.
That's Beller.
Beller. All right, to King. King from 15 feet. No good. And scrum on the floor, and we got a jump ball.
And it's going to stay here with Lincoln Charter as North Wilkes won possession of the opening tip.
And the ball is inbounded by Ginley. And now the ball comes out to Symphony Stevens. Stevens now kicks it out to Lusk. Lusk from 20 feet, no good. Ball goes off Olivia Rhodes' foot.
Olivia Rhodes did a good job boxing out, but the ball went off of her foot, couldn't control it.
So the ball will be inbounded by Beller. Beller gets the ball to Ginley. Ginley back to Stevens now. Stevens out to Lusk. Back to Stevens. Out to Lusk. That's a two-point shot. And Lusk makes a 20-footer.
Lincoln Charter shooting the ball well here. It's 12-4, and there goes Olivia Rhodes all the way to the hole. And they're going to call a foul that time. She is not afraid.
And I believe that was on. Let's see, they're calling on Kaylee Lusk.
I think they called it on Lusk. Lusk is their leading scorer at 13 points a game. And then Stevens averaging 10 points a game.
So Olivia Rhodes missed her first Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throw. Now for her second one. It's up. And around and around and around it goes.
Good.
And it finally falls through.
Makes it 12-5. Lincoln Charter, 4:31 to go here in the first quarter.
Stevens now gets the ball across the timeline, and we've got a whistle. Don't quite understand the whistle.
Some problem with the clock, maybe? I don't know.
But anyway, we've got it squared away as Stevens now with the ball for the Eagles. Comes out here to Ginley. Ginley back to Stevens. Stevens now gets the ball out there to Beller. Beller from three, no good. Rebound comes away to Abby Myers. Myers pushing it out to Olivia Rhodes. Blue Rhodes going to go coast to coast.
And they got a charge. I tell you what, Keith, Lincoln Charter's got a great contingency of fans that's made the trip up here to Hayes tonight. And you heard them come alive when that charge happened on Rhodes. So one on Bear, one on Rhodes early on here.
Stevens now across the timeline for the Eagles. Gets the ball out to Ginley. Ginley now back out to Stevens at the top of the key. Back to Ginley. Ginley for three. This time no good. Great rebound that time by Claire David as she puts it in.
And the Vikings just didn't box out that time.
Ball goes in to Shaylen Bear across the timeline.
Give it up.
Bear goes all the way to the hole. No good. She gets her own rebound. Puts it
up
back
strong.
In.
Up strong. Shaylen Bear went up strong on that second attempt. Vikings got to get back, and that's off her foot.
And we got the first Eagle turnover as that ball went off the foot of Kaylee Lusk. Elizabeth Foster now in the game. She was triggered in. Gets it to Olivia Rhodes. Olivia Rhodes now. Back to Foster, back to Abby Myers, back to Foster. Foster now gets it across the timeline, and it's stolen away. But Olivia Rhodes trying to get the ball back.
And we got what happened here?
I don't know.
Jump ball.
Jump ball.
Yeah. I was afraid they were going to get
Olivia Rhodes
for a second foul there, but sort of a bailout call there.
The ball is being retained by the Lady Vikings as Elizabeth Foster now crosses the timeline. Foster now gets a good move by Stevens. That's Symphony Stevens.
Yeah, she's their second leading scorer, Keith, and she has got an eye for those passing lanes. You just cannot telegraph your passes this Lincoln Charter team.
Myers now triggers into Bear. Bear with a great up and under move.
That makes it 14-9. The Vikings trying to claw back from that early deficit.
Stevens now will get the ball across the timeline. Stevens now gets to Ginley. Ginley looking for somebody to throw it to. Back to Geller. Back to this time Stevens drives baseline. Great move by Stevens.
Nobody stopped her.
Bear now gets the rebound. And Bear gets it out to Destiny Lasko. Lasko across the timeline. Back to Bear at the top of the key.
Another jump ball,
and that should be Eagle ball.
Lasko just wanted rid of that ball too quick, Keith. You know, Shaylin Bear, as good a player as she is, she's not the person I want handling the ball at half court.
No, we saw that the other day.
Yeah, we did.
Down there at Albemarle. So, anyway, Stevens now will get the ball. 2:31 left to go in the first period. Stevens now to Geller.
And a steal
by Abby Myers. Abby Myers goes coast to coast. No good. Shaylin Bear with a rebound. No good. And Abby Myers. Or that was Olivia Rhodes. Excuse me.
No, I think that was Abby Myers, Keith. Yeah, it was. It was Myers.
Geller now with the ball. Once again in this 2-3 zone. And that's Geller. And another jump ball. Should be North. That was Ginley with another three. She's cooled off a little since them first.
Well, I'll tell you what, though, Keith. Let's give a little credit to the North Wilkes defense because it's become a lot more active than it was on those first two possessions.
Olivia Rhodes now with the ball. Gets it out here to Abby Myers. Back across to Foster. Foster now out to Abby Myers. Myers now to Shaylin Bear at the top of the key. Bear tries to make a move. Great inside reverse.
Got to make that. Got to make that, Keith. Good move. No finish. 14-11.
I don't really believe she was aware of where she was at on the floor, John.
Yeah,
it appeared.
You know, she's just not adept at using the backboard right in that situation, Keith. She always turns to her left, if you notice.
Stevens now crosses through the Eagles. And the ball gets knocked out of bounds, but it'll be retained by the Eagles. Beller will inbounds for the Eagles. Beller to Stevens. Stevens now to top of the key. Out here to Grinke. Ginley. Ginley now out to Lusk.
Nice defense by Abby Myers.
And another Eagle turnover.
Get it up ahead.
And there Olivia Rhodes goes all coast to coast. No good. Shaylin Bear.
And she is fouled. Just great hustle that time by the Vikings. And I'll tell
and
you what.
They call that a Lusk. That's her second already.
That's huge right there, Keith. She's their leading scorer.
So Shaylin Bear will go for her Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throws.
First one is good. And she was in here early this afternoon, Keith. I bet she shot 100 free throws in here by herself.
Yeah, we saw the last time we were up here, John, that was really a detriment to her game. Second free throw's up.
And good. So pays to spend some time in the gym. Unless she's coming down the court rejoicing because she made two free throws.
1:01 left to go. Stevens now gives it to Ginley. Ginley now throws the ball away. And that's another turnover for the Eagles.
Tell you what, this North Wilkes defense has become much more active here late in this first quarter.
Abby Myers now with no pressure. She gets it across the timeline. 52 seconds left to go. Myers now gets it to Bear. Bear goes great Euro step. What a move by Shaylin Bear.
Now that was a pro-level move right there, Keith. Ball over her head where nobody could get to it. Strong move to the bucket.
Stevens now.
And a travel, double
and
dribble.
Another turnover by Stevens.
And I'll tell you what, Abby Myers is causing a lot of those up top.
Yeah, she's doing a great job. Like you said, after that first two threes by Ginley, the defense has become a whole lot more active out there, John.
I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out if somebody's already hit two in a row with nobody on them, let's at least put a hand in their face.
Well, Lasko now is in the game for the Lady Vikings. Gets across the timeline, gets it to Bear.
They have no answer.
Great block that time by Lusk.
That was Claire David.
Was that David?
Yeah, number 30.
Stevens now gets the ball across the timeline, 15 seconds left to go. And Stevens tries to go inside. And the ball comes to Ginley. Ginley is blocked, partially blocked.
Jump ball.
And the ball be retained by the Eagles. But a great job by...
That was Myers that blocked that three. 4.6 seconds to go here in the first period.
Inbounded by Beller. Beller will try to inbound the ball. Comes out to Stevens. Stevens for three. No good. And goes off Alaska.
And that brings the quarter to the end. Oh, wait a minute. They're going to say there's some time left on the clock?
Yeah, there's 6/10 of a second.
6/10?
I don't know if they can put 6/10 on there, but
I guess we're going to figure that out here.
Yeah, there was 6/10 when the ball went out of bounds. Now they're putting 4 seconds on the floor. They're going to have to run it down to 6/10.
There it is, 4/10. He figured it out.
Okay.
And they told him 4/10, evidently.
All right. Well, it looked to me like there was 6/10 left. But anyway, just time
they
for
it. They have to tip it. They cannot catch and shoot. That was good defense by Bear that time. All right, that brings our first quarter to the end. Great comeback by the Vikings. They lead after one quarter, 15-14.
I wanted a late model car, low miles, great price, and a no-pressure buying experience. I found all that at Dwight Phillips Auto Sales. If you're looking for a good used car, truck, or SUV, see Dwight Phillips Auto Sales, River Street in Wilkesboro. They buy cars, take trade-ins, and they service what they sell. Bank financing is available and the home of Rapid Auto Rentals. Get the best deal on your next vehicle at Dwight Phillips Auto Sales, 1031 River Street, Wilkesboro.
If your family finds itself having to make a tough decision about caring for a loved one, you should contact Chatham Nursing and Rehabilitation in Elkin. Chatham Nursing and Rehab is a warm, inviting, and home-like facility meeting the needs of each person with their highly qualified care. Located across from the hospital and medical office park, it's 700 Johnson Ridge Road in Elkin. So if the time has come to make the call for a loved one, call 336-527-7600. For Chatham Nursing and Rehabilitation.
And we're back here at North Wilkes High School, underway in the second quarter of action with the Vikings leading 15-14.
As Myers now gets the ball inbounded, she takes it across the timeline. Eagles in a man-to-man. Comes Olivia Rhodes. Rhodes now at the top of the key. Being guarded by Beller. Rhodes from 35 feet. No good. Rebound by Bear. And rebound by Bear. Rebound by Bear. That's three rebounds in a row.
Yeah, and she got fouled finally on the third one, or they actually called it on the third one. I'd have to say that she got fouled all three times.
Did they call that on David? I think they called that on Claire David. Number 30, Claire David.
And Bear misses her Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throw. Another one on the way. That one is good. So she's made 3 of 4 tonight at the free throw line. 16-14 Vikings as we're just underway here in the second quarter.
Stevens now gets the ball out to Ginley. Ginley now being guarded by Shaylin Barrett. She's going to have a hard time shooting that three over her, John. Beller now back to Ginley. Ginley out to Stevens. Stevens trying to make a move to the basket. She's cut off by Bear. This time it's out to Beller. Beller cross-court pass to Riggenbach. And Riggenbach goes to the basket. No good. And Allie Farrington comes away with the rebound.
Nice pick by Abby Myers. Geez.
Beller just absolutely said, where's the pickup? Where's the truck at?
Nice move by Bear. Farrington with the rebound, and she's fouled. The Vikings are dominating the offensive glass.
Yeah, I tell you what, that time, poor old Tyler Beller, she's kind of a small one. She ran into an Abby Myers screen.
Beller was the feller, and I thought I heard her Beller when she hit the floor. I'm telling you, and Allie Farrington makes her first Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throw. I mean, Abby Myers set a perfect pick. Nothing wrong with the pick. She stood perfectly still.
It's like running into a brick wall.
And Farrington makes the second one. 18-14 Vikings.
Ginley now across the timeline. Back out to Stevens. Stevens to Ginley. Ginley tries to make a move to the basket. She's cut off. And Lasko almost with the rebound. Ball comes away to Ginley. Ginley now got to Stevens. Stevens drives to the basket. Good move by Stevens. Symphony Stevens
18-16 now.
Lasko gets it across the timeline for the Lady Vikings. Gets it out here to Abby Myers. Myers into Shaylin Bear. Bear now trying to make a move to the basket.
She's fouled. She's going back to the free throw line, Keith. These are going to be.
And that foul's on number 30.
That's her second. Claire David.
Two already. So Shaylin Bear once again goes for the Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throws.
I think Lusk already has two free throws, two fouls for Lincoln Charter as well.
Yeah, Lusk with two and David with two. They're the only ones with any fouls.
And number 30 just checked. No, I'm sorry. I missed
David the, went to the bench.
Yeah, David went to the bench. I was trying to see who checked in for her. She Bear makes her second free throw. I think that's Alexa King into the lineup now. Number 12.
Stevens now with the ball. Back out here to Ginley. Ginley now back to Stevens. Back out here to Barrier. Barrier back to and Ginley for three. No good. Rebound comes away to Farrington. And the ball ripped away by Beller. And Ginley from 15. No
nice
good.
Olivia rebound. Root.
And that's a foul on Beller.
And Coach Phillips was over there right in front of him. He was going, it's a foul, it's a foul, it's a foul. And she finally blew her whistle, it's a foul.
Well, I mean, it was undoubtedly Beller was just all over, and she was moving at the same time.
Look at this, Keith. Four team fouls at the 5:45 mark on Lincoln Charter.
This really could be very, very beneficial for the Lady Vikings as Olivia Rhodes now gets the ball across the timeline. Gets it once again to Bear. A bad pass as the ball comes away to the Eagles. And the ball comes away to Ginley. Ginley now back out to Stevens. Stevens back to Ginley. And this time it comes out to Barbaria. Barbaria back to Stevens. Stevens from 5 feet. No good. Rebound comes away to King.
The jump ball.
And should be retained by the Lady Eagles.
So they're going to have the ball inbounds under their own basket.
Beller now triggers the ball into Ginley. Back to Stevens. Stevens out here to Barber. Barber now back out to Ginley. Ginley now at the top of the key. Gives it back to Stevens.
Bear's got to be careful out
Stevens
here, Steve.
To Ginley. Gives the ball back to Beller. Beller back to Stevens. Stevens looking for somebody to throw it to, but nobody there. Back out to Ginley at the top of the key. Ginley tries to make a move. Gets it to Barrier. Out to King. Back to Beller. This time back to Stevens. Ball, good job of swinging the ball around the bound the perimeter as Stevens now gets the ball, being guarded by Shaylin Bear. Back out to Ginley.
And that's going to be on Abby Myers.
So we've got a foul on Abby Myers. That's her first.
They're in a 1-3-1 now, Keith. It looks like North Wilkes is, and they've got Elizabeth Foster running the baseline here. Unless ball, they switch it up.
Ball being triggered in from Ginley back to Stevens to Ginley. And the ball just goes off the hands of Tyler Beller.
And we got a timeout, full timeout for North Wilkes. Coach Phillips wants to talk a little bit about it. With 4:32 to go before halftime, it's North Wilkes 19, Lincoln Charter 16 for Mazzini's of Elkin, reminding you to take time for God.
It's prime time for fiber internet from Wilkes Communications. New customers receive a $200 Amazon or Visa gift card plus an Amazon Fire TV stick when you sign up for fiber internet. So don't fumble over that slow, aggravating internet any longer. Enjoy unlimited internet usage with no data limits and free advanced Wi-Fi. It's time to get that internet experience you deserve with Wilkes Communications. Find out more online at wilkes.net or call 336-973-3103.
Established in 1983, Wilkes County Insurance Agency, INC. They are an independent insurance agency, locally owned and operated, offering a broad range of personal and commercial insurance products, including home and auto. Call the professionals Debbie, Kim, and Renee at 336-838-2600. Let them assist you or stop by Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5, at 515 Cherry Street, North Wilkesboro. Wilkes County Insurance, a faithful supporter of Wilkes County sports.
And back here underway, 19-16 Vikings.
And the ball comes to Abby Myers as she crosses the timeline. Myers at top of the key. Gets it.
They're going to be a, yeah.
That's on Foster.
That's a moving screen on Elizabeth Foster. I saw that from down here. I mean, you just can't do that.
So the ball will be coming in from Ginley, and she gets the ball to Stevens. Now, Stevens now will get it across the timeline for the Eagles. Back to Ginley. Back to Stevens at the top of the key. Stevens now tries to make a move to the basket and gives it to Ginley. Ginley now at the top of the key. Ginley back to Stevens. Stevens drives to the basket. She's cut off. Ball comes to King. King from 5 feet. No good. Rebound comes away to Bear. And she gets it to Abby Myers. Myers now across the timeline for the Lady Vikings. Gets the ball to Shaylin Bear. Shaylin Bear from 15 feet. No good. Rebound comes away to Barber.
And here's the thing, Keith. She's got to dump that ball down to Allie Farrington once she draws the defense. She don't have to shoot it every time.
Ball comes away to Stevens. Stevens now back to Ginley. Ginley being guarded by Bear. Out to Stevens at the top of the key. Stevens now looking for somebody to throw it to. She tries to make it back. Drops the back 15-footer. No good. Bear comes away with the rebound. And the ball goes off of Ginley.
Nice.
Great move by Shaylin Bear.
Shaylin Bear just threw it off the leg of Ginley as she was falling out of bounds. But Bear is drawing the defense, Keith, and when she does, man, Allie Farrington is wide open.
Yeah. Anyway, Abby Myers will get the ball as she crosses the timeline. Gives it to Olivia Rhodes. Rhodes tries to drive to the basket. Shaylin Bear.
With a rebound and back up for two more. Shaylin Bear. How many is that? 14? 15?
It's 14.
Wow.
Anyway, the ball comes away to Stevens. Stevens now out to Riggenbach. Back to Ginley. Ginley drives to the basket. No good. Rebound comes away to Allie Farrington. Farrington to Rhodes. Rhodes is going to take it coast to coast. Great inside pass to Bear, but it just gets knocked out of bounds.
And going to stay with the Vikings. She was trying to dump it off there.
Good pass by Rhodes. She just couldn't handle it. Yeah. As King goes to the bench for the Eagles. Abby Myers had triggered in, and
good block.
Yeah.
Foster just got that one put right back in her face.
Stevens just knocked it out of bounds. So once again, Myers will trigger it in. Out to Shaylin Bear from 15 feet. She makes a move to the basket. No good. When she gets her own rebound, once again goes up. Allie Farrington.
And we got a foul. And Allie Farrington back to the free throw line for some Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throws. Tell you what, Farrington and Bear are owning the backboards.
And Brenna Barber.
Free throw no good by Farrington. 21-16 Vikings, 2:24 to go before halftime.
And they're in the five free throws, or the double bonus from here on out this quarter, John.
So, you know, Keith, I'm going to pop that ball inside and try to get fouled.
Yeah, it's nice to score with the clock not running.
Yes, sirree. And nobody guarding you.
Stevens now will get the ball across the timeline for the Lady Eagles. Stevens, great inside pass that time.
Yeah.
They're going to call that on Bear, I believe. That was Lusk that tried to make a move to the
basket. That's the second one on Shaylin Bear. Nope. Yep, they called it on Bear. I thought they were going to get Elizabeth Foster there for a second.
So, Kaylee Lusk will go for her Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throws. First free throw's up, and it's good.
She's got another one coming here at the 2:13 mark, trying to cut that lead down to 6-4.
Second free throw's up.
No good.
Rebound comes away to Elizabeth Foster. Foster gets it to Abby Myers. Myers now gets it across the timeline. Out here to Olivia Rhodes. Rhodes now being guarded by Ginley. And the ball comes away to Myers. Great recovery by Myers as she falls down and gets the ball to Elizabeth Foster. Foster now back to Abby Myers into Shaylin Bear. Bear with that reverse pivot.
And another
she gets
foul.
Fouled again. And that's going to, if that's on Barber, that's her second.
21, yep. That's actually on Ginley.
Okay, 21 is on Ginley.
Her second. And Bear back to the free throw line for some Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throws. First one is good. And I think Coach Phillips is going to, if Bear makes this free throw, I think he's going to get Allie Farrington in for Bear to try to protect her with those two fouls here before halftime. And it's good. Boy, Shaylin Bear's having a night, isn't she?
Yeah, Melissa. I'll tell you what, let's talk to all our younger listeners out here. It pays to practice.
Oh, know? Yeah. She's been working at the free throw line, and she is, what, 7 of 8 or 5 of 6?
She's 6 of 8.
6 of 8. All right, here we go. 1:40 to go before halftime.
And Beller now with the ball. Gets the ball to Stevens. Stevens tries to drive inside.
That's a charge. She lowered her shoulder.
So Stevens puts 2. Great move by Stevens that time. She, like you said, she got away with one.
Yeah,
but anyway.
The female official right in front of the call, she just shook her head no.
And a steal by Beller. As the ball comes away to Lusk, Lusk now throws up a shot, a wild shot, and we got a jump ball situation. And it should be North Wilkes' ball.
And it is going to belong to the Vikings.
Stevens and Rhodes came down with the ball simultaneously. Myers will trigger it in for the Lady Vikings. Gets it to Lasco. Destiny Lasco now will get it across the timeline. Lasco now gets the ball into Myers. And Myers, great move
nice
by
move.
Abby Myers.
Yeah, when's the last time you saw your point guard post up down low key? 26-19 Vikings. We're less than a minute to go here before
Stevens
halftime.
Stevens now gets the ball to Riggenbach. Riggenbach now back to Stevens. Back to Riggenbach. Riggenbach to Stevens. Stevens tried to drive baseline.
Yeah.
And that was a good move by Lasco. She just cut off the baseline, but she did foul.
Yeah, she was still moving. You've got to beat him to the spot, Keith, if you don't want to get the foul called on you.
So Beller will trigger it in for the Eagles. Back out to Smith. Stevens. Stevens now tries to drive inside. And
nice
a great
move.
Shot by Symphony Stevens.
26-21, 32 seconds to go before halftime.
Lasco now will get it across the timeline. And gets the ball out here to Olivia Rhodes. Rhodes now. Rhodes says, I'm going to go all the way to the hole. And
no
gets
foul.
A block. Stevens now comes away with the ball for the Lady Eagles. Gets to Beller. Back to Stevens. Back to Beller. Beller for 3. No good. And that was a good box out by Lasco that time.
On Lincoln Charter.
That had to be on Beller. It was on Tyler Beller.
Lasco took a really nasty fall over there, Keith.
But I tell you what, that was a great box out she had on Beller that time.
She did what she was supposed to do.
5.7 seconds left to go till halftime.
Lasco's got 2 Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throws on the way to try to extend this Vikings lead, 26-21. If you remember early, they were down, 10-2?
Yeah. First free throw is
no good.
No good. That's a Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throw. Her second Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throw is up. And
no good. Oh, it goes in somehow.
Got a pretty good bounce out of that.
4 seconds to go. They got a hurry, Keith. And they're going to get a foul on Lasco before the buzzer goes off.
So that was Kaylee Lusk.
And Lusk is going to get 2 Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throws here.
She's 1 for 2 at the free throw line tonight.
So probably going to be about a second left on the clock.
Well, they're going over there to see.
That's the 5th team foul on the Vikings, even though she was in the active shooting anyway. 0.8, they say.
So Savannah Johnson enters the game for the Lady Vikings. Kaylee Lusk now to shoot her Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throw. First one's up and good.
27-22 Vikings, 0.8 of a second here before halftime.
Her second one is up And it's good as well. It Rhodes had the right trajectory.
Yeah, Rhodes is going to get off a shot somehow, even if it's 80 feet away. All right, that brings our half to an end. The Vikings with a great comeback, and they lead Lincoln Charter by four, 27-23 at halftime. We're back with the Wilkes Communications Halftime Show in just a few moments.
Let me share with you some important information. If you've been in an accident and need some body work done to your vehicle, take it to Next Level Collision Center. Joey Billings and his staff can handle the insurance work, any kind of painting or body work. They're there to assist you. Call 336-990-9450, or better yet, take it to the professionals. Located behind the Crossroads Harley-Davidson shop at 1923A U.S. Highway 421 in Wilkesboro, Next Level Collision Center. Your vehicle will look brand new.
It's Us or Dust. Holmes Asphalt specializes in asphalt pavement solutions to give you a sturdy driveway, firm walkway, and proper drainage. Offering commercial, industrial, and residential. Fully insured and giving free estimates, call the professionals Holmes Asphalt, 704-425-5511. Watch ye, stand fast in faith, quit you like men. Be strong, let all things be done with charity. 1 Corinthians 16, 13, and 14. It's Us or Dust. Holmes Asphalt, 704-425-5511, serving Wilkes and surrounding counties. When you're hungry and out of gas, you can enjoy Hunt's Brothers Pizza from Ashley Farms. And while you're there, fill up your tank with gas. Ashley Farms offers a wide variety of food with friendly service. They have two locations, 4191 Yellow Banks Road in Hayes and 623 Austin Trapp Hill Road in Elgin. Check out the Ashley Farms Facebook page and visit Ashley Farms of Hayes and Elgin, a proud supporter of Wilkes County Sports on 3WC. A cowboy has his horse. Race car driver has his pit crew.
And?
I have Executive Financial.
What?
With advanced investment strategies and planning for retirement, you need someone you can trust.
And talk to a real person, too, when you call Executive Financial in North Wilkesboro, 336-667-1849, or visit EFRNC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Triad Advisors, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Executive Financial Services, INC, is not affiliated with Triad Advisors, LLC.
Call Barry Bush of Finley Properties and let him put his 40 years of experience in the real estate business to work for you for all your commercial real estate needs. That number is 336-957-0877. If you are in need of commercial property, just call the professional. Call Barry Bush, 336-957-0877. That's 336-957-0877. Barry Bush and Finley Properties, a proud supporter of high school sports.
Give the gift of Apple Brandy beef year-round with gift certificates from Apple Brandy Prime Cuts, a custom USDA inspected abattoir from meat handlers in western North Carolina and the surrounding areas. Selling Apple Brandy beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Harvest by appointment, 336-990-9310. Check out their website, Facebook, and Instagram. Shop their retail store Wednesday through Saturday, 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. at 106 Chestnut Street across from Smoot Park Pool, North Wilkesboro. Eat local, fresh beef, Apple Brandy Prime Cuts.
It's prime time for fiber internet from Wilkes Communications. New customers receive a $200 Amazon or Visa gift card plus an Amazon Fire TV stick when you sign up for fiber internet. So don't fumble over that slow, aggravating internet any longer. Enjoy unlimited internet usage with no data limits and free advanced Wi-Fi. It's time to get that internet experience you deserve with Wilkes Communications. Find out more online at wilkes.net or call 336-973-3103.
It's kicking and it's chicken. It's Ted's Kickin' Chicken, serving up chicken wings, salads, sandwiches, and chicken plates with mild to hot sauces. Open Tuesday through Friday from 11:30 until 8 p.m. Call 336-667-7162 for takeouts. Locally owned and operated, Ted's Kickin' Chicken, 1007 Statesville Road, North Wilkesboro, 336-667-7162, home of the Jumbo Wings, Ted's Famous Kickin' Chicken.
For well over 100 years now, Rain Sturdivant Funeral Home has been serving with compassionate care. Our services have touched generations of families from Wilkes and surrounding counties with our state-of-the-art facility on Armory Road in North Wilkesboro. That includes a full-service monument company. We also serve families through scenic memorial gardens, our beautiful cemetery and mausoleum in Moravian Falls. A proud member of our community, 336-838-3178 or online, rainsturdivant.com.
Weathering the storm. What does that mean to you? Well, for most people, it means hunkering down and riding it out. At Blue Ridge Energy, weathering the storm means lacing up our boots, grabbing our gear, and hitting the road. Before the skies even darken, our crews are ready to roll to keep your family safe and sound. It's how we've earned a reliability rating over 99% year after year and storm after storm. That's the cooperative difference. Learn more at BlueRidgeEnergy.com.
We will not be undersold as long as they are insured. Those are the words of Warren Sapolsky, the owner of Sapolsky's Tree and Hauling Service. When it comes to tree service, call the professionals. With over 43 years of experience, call someone you can trust, offering tree cutting, trimming, stump removal, and hauling gravel. Repairs of gravel driveways, too. With complete cleanup, they are fully insured and offer free estimates. Serving Wilkes and surrounding counties, 336-838-0679, Sapolsky's Tree and Hauling Service of Wilkesboro.
It's the Wilkes Communications Halftime Show. Online at wilkes.net or find out more by calling 336-973-3103.
And we're back here at North Wilkes High School. Your halftime score, it's the North Wilkes Lady Vikings 27 and Lincoln Charter 23. And a great game so far. The Vikings trailed early 10-2 and came storming back to take the lead and led most of that second quarter, or in fact all of the second quarter, and hold the lead at halftime 27-23. From our Ride with Pride scoreboard here during our Wilkes Communications halftime show, checking in on some scores from the women's ACC tournament. Game in progress right now. It's NC State 52, Duke 49. That game with 4:57 left to go in the fourth period. Earlier today, Notre Dame beat Louisville 77-68. And a pesky Miami team gave number 11 Virginia Tech all they wanted earlier today, 55-47. Later tonight in the nightcap, Syracuse and Florida State will be playing in the ACC tournament going on at the Greensboro Coliseum. Speaking of Coliseums, the North Wilkes Lady Vikings are playing for the right to go to the LJVM Coliseum next week, and they'll be in the Final Four if they can hold on to this lead and come away with the victory tonight. But there's a lot of basketball to be played before that can be decided. We'll step aside and come back with second half action in just a couple of minutes right here on Hometown Christian Radio.
At Mako and Meineke of Wilkes, they're your one-stop auto repair center for regular maintenance, tires and alignments, brakes and struts, all major engine repairs, quality automotive paint and body work with options for any budget. They're an authorized fleet center, an official state inspection site, all major insurance accepted, financing available. They work on RV, campers and motorcycles too. All at one location, all locally owned and operated. Mako and Meineke, 3384 3386 West U.S. Highway 421 in Wilkesboro. Mention this message and get a discount.
Onion sets, potato seed, lime, and fertilizer have all arrived at David's Market and Produce. You will find fresh strawberries, citrus, canned jams, and jellies along with local honey at David's. Also deer corn and kayaks as well as a full line of fishing supplies. Call 336-667-2771 for more information. David's Market and Produce, 1504 Boone Trail in North Wilkesboro, where friendly smiles await you. David's Market and Produce, a proud supporter of Wilkes County High School Sports.
Think about how people really see you. The kid at the drive-thru just sees a coffee drinker. Your local barista sees the person who loves a smiley face in their latte. It's kind of the same way with insurance. Other insurance companies just see a customer, but a State Farm agent sees more. They see you as a neighbor. Your State Farm agent is here to get to know you and who you really are so they can help life go right. See State Farm agent Steve Owens in Elkin today, 336-526-8900.
No setup fees, no artwork fees from N&T Screen Printing and Embroidery. They'll design for you or use your current logo. Always the best quality for the lowest possible cost, including in-house embroidery work. Also offering custom sublimation on sport uniforms, polos, and more. Faster turnaround and higher quality than local competitors. Check out the website and online catalog at nandtees.com. N&T Screen Printing and Embroidery, the official screen printer of 3WC Radio, 336-428-4744.
Back here at North Wilkes High School, and we are underway in the second half.
And the ball comes into Stevens now, gets the ball to Ginley. Ginley back to Lusk. Lusk back to Ginley. Out to Beller. Back to Ginley. Trying to look inside. They call that a foul on Farrington. So that's her first.
Man, they didn't call anything like that in the first half. I hope they don't change their officiating here in the second half.
That was sort of a tic-tac foul. Yeah. But anyway, the ball, Ginley will trigger it in for the Eagles. Gets it to Stevens. Stevens now tries to drive inside. Kicks it out there to Lusk. Lusk back to Stevens. Out here to Geller. Beller. Beller from 30 feet. No good. Rebound comes away to Bear. Gives it to Olivia Foster. Foster now gives it back to Abby Myers. Abby Myers at the top of the key. And that's a foul on Lusk.
Yep.
That's her third. She just went over the back of Shaylin Bear. That's three fouls on Kaylee Lusk.
She's one of the bigger players on their team, too, Keith.
Well, only her and Stevens had any points that last quarter. So that ought to tell you something about this Eagle team. Myers now trying to get it in bounds. Finally gets it into Bear at the top of the key. Out to Myers. Myers, great inside pass to Farrington. She puts it on the glass, but...
And she got another foul on Farrington. That's two ticky-tack fouls right there, Keith.
But she did put it on the glass that time.
Yeah.
That was a great inside pass by Abby Myers.
Two quick ones on Farrington.
Ball comes out to Stevens. Stevens now across the timeline out to Ginley. Ginley back to Beller. Beller now at the top of the key. Gets it out here to Stevens on the left wing. Stevens now tries to get it inside to Lusk.
And nice move.
That was Claire David.
She used that backboard, Keith. You hit it in that square and it goes in.
Yeah. It's not rocket science. Anyway, Abby Myers gets it across the timeline, gives it to Foster. Foster now, great inside pass to Bear. Bear makes a great move to the basket, but Lusk comes away with the rebound.
Bear missed an easy one.
Ginley now crosses the timeline for the Lady Eagles. Ginley out here to Stevens at the top of the key. Ginley from the right-hand corner. Being guarded by Bear, back out to Stevens. Stevens now to Beller, back to Stevens. Stevens now drives, cut off by Abby Myers. Stevens now says, I'm going to the hole, but she kicks it out here to Lusk for 25 feet. No good. We got a jump ball situation. The ball will be retained by the Lady Vikings.
Down to twos. 27-25.
So Abby Myers will get the ball across the timeline for the Lady Vikings. Great pass over here to Foster from 15 feet. No good. Ball comes off the rim. And great rebound, still scramble for it, and we've got a jump ball situation. So it'll be Eagle ball.
I missed that call, Keith. What was it?
Jump ball.
Okay, another one.
And Ginley now gets the ball to Stevens. Stevens now to Beller. Back to Stevens. Stevens to Ginley. Ginley for three. No good. Rebound comes away to Shaylin Bear. Bear now gets it up to Rhodes. Rhodes now, you guarantee that young lady's going to the hole.
And she made it. Used every bit of the rim to do it. 29-25 Vikings.
And Stevens now with the ball. Gets across the timeline. Gets to Beller. Beller now to Ginley. Back out here to Beller. Back to Ginley. Ginley for three. I believe she's a little farther out this time, John.
Well, she's...
Ball comes back. Ginley now trying to get the ball inside. And out to Stevens for three.
And that's a
Oh, they said it was a two.
Yeah, foot on the line. It's almost a deal insurance three-pointer. 29-27. We got a ball game here. And inside.
Oh, great inside pass. And they just forgot about Allie Farrington.
Callie Lust just turned her head, and Farrington found an open spot on the floor for the easy layup.
Great pass by Myers to see that. But the ball comes across to Ginley. Now this is Steven, now to Beller. Beller now back out to Ginley from 35 feet.
She
no good.
Keeps getting further away.
Yeah, I don't believe that's her shot.
Here
anyway,
comes Rhodes.
Rhodes, great inside pass once again to Farrington.
That is basketball right there, my friend. Pretty basketball. 33-27 Vikings.
Stevens now will get the ball across the timeline. Gets it out here to Ginley. Ginley back to Stevens. Stevens now to Beller. Beller now on the left wing. Gets it back out there at the top of the key. Out here to Ginley. Ginley tries to get it inside. A great inside move that time by David.
Bear with another rebound. Here comes Rhodes on the run.
Olivia Rhodes now goes inside. No good. Rebound comes away to Ginley. Ginley now pushing the ball. Goes across the timeline. And gets it to Stevens. Stevens now gets it to Lusk. Lusk from 30 feet.
That's a deal insurance three-pointer and a timeout. Got a full timeout by the Eagles over there. 33-30, your score. Vikings lead. We'll take this timeout with them. For Mazzini Savelkin, reminding you to take time for God.
Just mulch it with Peanuts Garden Center. Highway 268 Rhonda. Josh Cheek has mulch, rocks, fertilized grass seed, pine needles, straw, and seasonal plants. Call Peanuts Garden Center for your landscaping needs. 336-835-9273. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5, 8 till noon on Saturday. In business for many years with quality products and service that you can rely on. Peanuts Garden Center, Elkin Highway 268 and Rhonda, 835-9273.
It's prime time for fiber internet from Wilkes Communications. New customers receive a $200 Amazon or Visa gift card plus an Amazon Fire TV stick when you sign up for fiber internet. So don't fumble over that slow, aggravating internet any longer. Enjoy unlimited internet usage with no data limits and free advanced Wi-Fi. It's time to get that internet experience you deserve with Wilkes Communications. Find out more online at wilkes.net or call 336-973-3103.
And the ball comes into Lasko as she gets across the timeline. And Lasko gets away with gets it out here, Savannah Johnson. Savannah Johnson out to Abby Myers from 15 feet. Great job.
Nice look by Savannah Johnson to give her the assist there on the little 15-foot jumper by Abby Myers.
Ginley now with the ball. Back out to Stevens. Back to Ginley. Ginley now gets the ball out here.
Ooh, that was a splat.
That was an ugly shot right there. Shaylen Bear says, I guess I'm going to go coast to coast. And we got a block.
Oh, yeah, it's a block. Of course it is. She's acting like the most surprised person in the room.
That's the third foul on Martha Ginley.
Because she was in one position. Bear tried to go around her. She stuck her leg out. That's going to be a foul every time. Shaylen Bear to the Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throw line where all services are free. No good on that one. Got another one coming. And Allie Farrington back in for Savannah Johnson, who did a great job in her 1 minute of action there.
Shaylen Bear second. Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throw.
Good.
It is good.
Much better than the other night, Keith.
Yeah.
36-30 Vikings. 2:54 to go here in the third period.
Stevens now gets the ball to Ginley. Ginley back to Stevens at the top. Out to Beller. Back to Stevens. Back to Ginley. Ball comes to Lusk. Back to Ginley. They're trying to get the ball into Claire David, but she just can't get. And
there's a kick ball there by the Vikings.
So it'll be retained by the Eagles. Beller will trigger it inbounds. Beller now out to Stevens. Stevens drives inside. Great inside.
Man, she just.
I tell you what, she just lowered her head and then she went.
Yeah, well, the Vikings just opened up a lane for her to let her go.
Abby Myers now across the timeline, gets to Lasco. Lasco.
Bad pass.
Gets the ball to Lusk. Lusk goes coast to coast and stops at the foul line.
Well, they missed
it. Gets Stevens for three. No good. Rebound comes away to Shaylen Bear. Bear now stops. That was a great stop, but 5 foot away. But then the ball stays right here. I tell you what, that was good. She didn't pick up that, because I believe that Ginley had position.
Yeah,
that
she
time.
Did. She beat her down the floor, so Bear just pulled up for the easy jumper, but missed it. But the Vikings retain possession.
Myers now will trigger it in to Farrington.
Farrington just rolled off of the rim.
And the ball comes away to Beller. Tyler Beller gets it to Symphony Stevens. Stevens now across the timeline for the Eagles. Back to Beller. They're looking, trying to get the ball into Lusk, and they just can't get it in there. Lusk now from 30 feet gets back to Beller. Beller from way outside. No good. Rebound comes away to Olivia Rhodes.
Look up, girl. And there's
that's
a foul
on Beller. That's her third foul.
Well, I'll tell you what, Beller got her money's worth.
Yeah.
She knocked Olivia Rhodes reeling that time.
The thing of it is, if she didn't do that, we had Shaylen Bear wide open down here.
Yeah. She might have two-hand tomahawk slammed that thing, Keith. Allie Barrington going to the bench along with Lasco.
As Savannah Johnson comes back into the game.
And Elizabeth Foster.
Rhodes now at the point, handling the point position. Rhodes gets it to Foster. And we have a three-second call. So another turnover. That's
that
the
on,
eighth. Yeah.
Is that on Myers Bear. Or Bear?
Bear. Okay. That's the eighth turnover now for the Lady Vikings. Six for the Eagles. And the ball comes inside.
Nice.
Great move by Claire David.
Boy, she got Savannah Johnson, a much shorter player, on her hip and just made the easy turnaround
jumper.
Well,
and with that, you see Farrington back up at the scoring table. So Abby Myers now at the top of the key. Gets the ball to Foster. And she travels.
You know what, Keith? The Vikings just can't get any space here. They were up six, but now it's down to two. And with a three-pointer here, the Eagles could take the lead before the third period ends.
So Stevens now with 50 seconds left to go in this third period. As Stevens now gets the ball to Beller. Beller now being guarded by Myers. Beller now gets to Ginley. Ginley back to Stevens.
She walked.
He walked. 36 seconds left to go. As Abby Myers now will trigger it inbounds for the Lady Vikings. Gets it to Foster. Back to Myers. Myers gets the ball in to Shaylen Bear. Bear from 15, no good. Rebound comes away to Lusk. Gives it to Ginley.
I don't think that was the shot Stephen Phillips wanted there, Keith.
Ginley now out to Stevens. 19 seconds. Ginley now kicks it out here to Lusk. Back to Ginley for three, no good. Rebound comes away to Abby Myers.
10
gets
seconds.
The ball out here to Elizabeth Foster. Foster says, oh, she just lost the ball. As the ball comes away. And a heave at the...
And that's going to bring us to the end of the third period with a flurry of activity to end that third period. Your score going into quarter number four, 36-34 Vikings.
Celebrating over 20 years in business, Deal Insurance. We've been voted Wilkes County's best insurance agency several years running, and we're locally owned and operated, a second-generation family-owned business. If you're experiencing a transition with your current agent because of retirements, mergers, or whatever, give us a call for consistent and quality service. And don't forget to ask about our comprehensive church insurance program through Erie Insurance. Deal Insurance, North Moravian Street in Wilkesboro, 336-838-3838.
I'm Todd Swaver with Brushy Mountain Smokehouse and Creamery. We serve up the best barbecue in Wilkes County using my cousin Jeff's special recipe. And that's not all. The Smokehouse is a place where everyone feels comfortable, and it's a great environment, too, and always affordable for your family, where children under the age of four always eat free, and children's meals come with ice cream. We make our ice cream fresh by hand using the highest quality ingredients. So call 336-667-9464 to ask about catering or dine with us at the Brushy Mountain Smokehouse and Creamery, 201 Wilkesboro Boulevard, North Wilkesboro.
36-34 Vikings. We got one quarter away, Keith, from the LJVM Coliseum if they can hold on to the lead.
Out and Olivia Rhodes with the ball. Rhodes now being heavily guarded by Stevens and gets the ball into Shaylen Bear.
Bear threw it away.
And another turnover as Stevens now gets the ball down the floor out to Beller. Beller now to Ginley. Back to Beller. Back to Stevens. Back to Beller. Out here to Ginley. Ginley from 35 feet. No good. That shot has just not been there, and we've got a foul on Stevens.
Is that her third?
No, that's her first.
Oh, okay. So much for my counting. See why I hire a CPA, don't you?
Abby Myers now will get it across the timeline. I tell you, North's got to start taking advantage of some of these opportunities, John. As the ball comes to Bear from 15 feet. No good. Ball comes off, and Lust knocks it out of bounds. Not a bad shot.
It's not. No, I'll take that shot every time. But I'll tell you this, Keith. I want to just give props to these officials. They have done a tremendous job.
Well, we saw a great job the other night.
Yeah, we did.
At Albemarle. So.
Nice pass.
And that's a foul on Stevens. That's her second foul, Bo. She picked up two real quick.
Allie Farrington to go to the free throw line for a couple of the Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throws.
And I believe this is where this game's going to be won or lost right here, John.
And Farrington makes her first Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throw. I agree with you, brother.
Ball comes away to Beller now. She gets it to Stevens. Stevens now will get it across the timeline for the Lady Eagles. Back to Beller. They're looking for Lusk inside. She's being guarded by Foster, which that's a little bit strange.
Well, they're in that zone, and so when it swings to that side of the floor, Foster is the one guarding her.
Anyway, the ball comes out here to Beller. Back to Stevens. Stevens drives inside. This time a great block by Bear. I tell you, she got all ball that time.
Yeah, she did it from behind. The Vikings were really lucky, Keith, because she got past him, and then she made up for it by blocking it from behind. Great play.
But Olivia Rhodes now across the timeline. Rhodes gets the ball to Bear. Out to Olivia Rhodes. Olivia Rhodes for three.
Yes.
Oh, no good.
Going down.
Rebound comes away to Lusk. Lusk falls, but she gets the ball to Stevens. Stevens now across the timeline, back to Beller. Tries to get it inside, gets it inside.
She walked.
But anyway, ball comes out there to Ginley.
And she double dribbled.
And Ginley gets the ball to Stevens. Stevens to Beller for three. No good. Rebound comes away to Chandler Bear. Bear now to Olivia Rhodes. Gives it to Foster. Back to Olivia Rhodes.
That's back to Myers.
Oh, Myers, excuse me.
Yeah, easy to confuse them, Keith.
Myers now gets the ball to Farrington. Great move inside by Allie Farrington.
My X Factor and your X Factor for tonight, Keith. There she is. She's getting her points.
Ball comes out to Stevens. Stevens crosses the timeline for the Lady Eagles. Stevens trying to get the ball inside. She throws it away.
I'll tell you what. Okay, we got a 30-second timeout by the Eagles. 40-34 Vikings.
This right here, if you're North Wilkes, you got to go for the jugular now, John.
Yeah, we're going to step aside for 30 seconds for Mazzini's of Elkin, reminding you to take time for God.
Miller Funeral Service and Crematory is committed to providing safe and compassionate services. Miller Funeral Service and Crematory offers complete pre-planning entirely done online. You can visit our website, millerfuneralservice.com, and select pre-plan, then select plan online to begin the process. If you have any questions or would like to meet in person, just call us at 336-838-3104. Wilkes County's only locally owned funeral home, Miller Funeral Service and Crematory.
And we're back here after that Mazzini's of Elkin timeout called by the Eagles. They trail now 40-34. Vikings with the ball, and here comes that full court press that the Eagles started in, Keith.
Well, the ball comes out here to Olivia Rhodes. Rhodes now to Abby Myers. Myers to Shaylen Bear. Bear now breaks it. Foster now just holds the ball out, looking for somebody to throw to.
Look at there.
Once again, a great job by Farrington. See, we got a whistle. I believe we got a foul.
Yeah, she fouled Farrington going up for the shot. So Allie Farrington's got two more Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throws.
And that foul is on Claire David. That's her third foul.
And that's the third team foul already this quarter for the Eagles. And another great free throw by Allie Farrington. She's got another Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throw on the way, where all services are free. And we got a substitution. First action of the night.
Yeah, Riggenbach now comes in for Lusk.
Taylor Riggenbach. Second free throw by Farrington is no good. Bear with a rebound. Up, no good. Abby Myers with a rebound. And we got a foul on the floor on the Eagles.
Let's see who he calls that one on. He had his back to him.
Number three? Yeah, Lily Merrill. No, I'm sorry. That is on Tyler Beller. And that's her fourth. That's her fourth foul. And we got a full timeout for North Wilkes. Coach Phillips wants to talk about it. We'll take it with him for Mazzini's of Elkin, reminding you to take time for God.
New look, same high-quality care. At Hugh Chatham Health, you'll continue to receive the care you expect from your providers. Hugh Chatham Health is where medical experts come together to deliver a network of physical and mental health services for your family and a nationally recognized patient experience for the entire community. After nearly a century of providing exceptional care, our focus is still on you. Hugh Chatham Health, where your health is our passion. For more information, visit hughchatham.org.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability and versatility built in, like Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
Visit Blue Ridge Tractor, 176 Old NC Highway 268 West, Wilkesboro.
And back to action. Vikings to inbound under their own basket.
Myers will trigger an inbound, looking for somebody to throw to. Tried to throw it to, and the ball was thrown away as the ball went off Foster's foot, leg. And Stevens now with the ball. Out to Ginley. Ginley now back to Stevens. Stevens now trying to drive and gets to Ginley. Ginley from 35.
Oh, and that's her first one since the first quarter. Deal Insurance three-pointer, and all of a sudden, back to a four-point game, Keith.
And the ball comes to Abby Myers. Now gets to Shaylin Bear. Bear now. Great job by Lusk to play good defense as she gets the rebound. Stevens now with the ball. Stevens out here to Ginley. Out to Lusk. Back to Ginley now again.
And another
Ginley
one.
Ginley finds it a range again.
And we got a one-point ball game, Keith. 41-40. 4:25 to go. Those three-pointers are the great equalizer.
And Abby Myers now gets it across the timeline. And gets the ball to Bear. And the ball gets thrown away. 13 turnovers now for the Lady Vikings, John. Ginley now gets the ball into Stevens. Stevens now will get the ball across the timeline. Out here to Lusk. He tries to get the ball inside to David.
You got a foul on Farrington.
That's her third. So Claire David will go for her first time tonight at the Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throw line. First one's no good.
You know, Keith, down here on that last possession for the Vikings, Bear just let that ball go out of bounds. No urgency at all. And it was right here in front of us. You could see the expression on her face. I don't know if she thought it went off.
Boy, that's bad.
That was ugly.
Ugly free throw. So two misses by David.
And I don't know if she thought it had gone out off the Eagles. But you got to grab every ball you have a chance to grab.
Well, it was off of her. I seen it off of her. So anyway, Myers now across the timeline. Abby Myers now goes to the hole. No good. Rebound comes away to David. David now to Ginley. Ginley.
You can't do that, Abby.
We got a block. So Abby Myers with her second foul. Well, if I got a foul on Eagle, I'm looking at fouling Claire David them last two free throws.
Yeah, that's pretty ugly, yeah.
Anyway, the ball comes
in. We got a one-point game, though, Keith.
Stevens now with the ball. Stevens out here to Ginley. Ginley now. Out here to Stevens. Stevens making a little try to make it back. Ginley now for three again. No good. Shoots an air ball. And the ball goes off Olivia Rose.
Olivia Rhodes went after that ball out all the way to concession stand, it looked like.
Ball be coming in once again to Ginley. Ginley now at the top of the key. Out here to Stevens. Stevens out here to Ginley. Out to Stevens. Stevens drives to the basket, a little 20-footer. And Stevens makes two.
And the first lead since early in the first quarter, 42-41, Lincoln Charter.
Ball comes in to Shaylen Bear.
She won't. But they're going to give her the and one.
And the and one.
She got away with the travel,
yeah,
Keith.
Yeah, she walked.
But when you make that Euro step so many times, you get by with it sometimes.
And that foul on number 30, excuse me, Claire David's fourth foul.
43-42 with the Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throw is no good.
Ball comes away to Lusk.
How big are these free throws now, Keith?
Yeah, I tell you, I'm a firm believer that the games are won and lost type games right there at the free throw line.
We got a full timeout by the Eagles, 2:46 to go. We'll take it with them from Mazzini's of Elkin, reminding you to take time for God.
Looking for a job? ECMD is hiring. Positions available are CDL drivers, manufacturing crew members, in-store retail merchandising reps, sales and customer service, plus a variety of corporate administrative roles. Apply today by visiting ecmd.com and see all their open roles, offering world-class benefits with over 14 locations in the U.S. and locally two manufacturing plants in Wilkesboro and a large distribution center in Elkin. ECMD is one of the fastest-growing companies, as well as a top 100 privately held company in North Carolina. Looking for a job? ECMD is hiring. Apply now at ecmd.com. A lifetime warranty is available on a pre-owned vehicle as long as you have it serviced at Freedom Auto Sales. From four-wheel drives to compact cars, Freedom offers a wide selection just for you. Plus, no dock fees are hidden, and they're a rough country dealer offering fender flares and step-ups. Check their website at freedomautollc.com. Or we'd rather you just go by and see Josh at Freedom Auto Sales, 4770 Highway 421 in Wilkesboro.
Stevens now with the ball at the top of the key for the Lady Eagles out to Ginley. Ginley tried to make a three, but Stevens shoots a three. And Stevens makes a three.
Deal Insurance three-pointer. 44-43. Lincoln Charter with a lead and a bad pass by Abby Myers. Stolen away by the Eagles.
2:15 left to go. Eagles is up by one. And it's Lusk now.
That's a sharp.
She pushed off.
Yep, and they called it too.
And that's a fourth foul on Kaylee Lusk.
You can't extend that arm, Keith. If you do, you're going to get caught for it every time. That's the fifth team foul, so the Vikings are going to be shooting, but it's a player control foul, I guess.
Yeah.
So they're not going to shoot.
So Myers will trigger it into Olivia Rhodes.
But that is big, though. Five team fouls now.
But they're Rhodes now. Gets it out here to Abby Myers. Myers with Shaylen Bear. Bear with a turnaround, no good. Rebound comes away to Kinley. Kinley now gives the ball to Stevens. Stevens being guarded by Myers, gets it to Ginley. Ginley throws it through a double team as the ball comes out to Stevens.
Got a one-point lead there, trying to hold the ball all they can here, Keith, it looks like.
And foul on Abby Myers. That's her third. That's a third team foul.
So the Vikings can afford to be pretty aggressive on this possession here, Keith.
So Riggenbach will trigger it inbounds for the Lady Eagles. Riggenbach gets it into Stevens. Stevens now being guarded by Abby Myers. Out here to Stevens. And almost picked off by Elizabeth Foster.
Vikings got 121 here. They trail by one, 44-43. Eagles retain possession.
Ginley. And we've got timeout by Coach Phillips, a 30-second.
Let's just keep it right here. We'll keep it right here during this Mazzini's of Elkin timeout, reminding you to take time for God. Keith, tell you what, we said during one of the breaks, they're not going to go away, and they are not going away.
Well, I tell you what, once again, Ginley found her range.
Yeah.
I mean, but, you know, it's amazing, though, that when she finds that, she's got one little old spot, but when they push her out from that, she's not near as effective. But the thing about it is she did some great thing, and then Stevens found, I mean, you got to feel that them two players right there are who they're going to try to go to. Stevens going to handle the ball. You know that.
Yeah, and they're going to look for so Ginley.
Ginley now to Riggenbach. Back to Stevens. Stevens being double-teamed.
We got
another timeout.
Boy, the coaching staff over there, Coach Kim Allen, she saw that they were in trouble, the double team at the top of the key.
Well, you know, the other thing is if you're the Eagles, nobody was coming to the ball. Stevens had nowhere where she could throw the ball, John.
And that was a good timeout, no doubt about it. 30-second timeout for Mazzini's of Elkin with that reminder to take time for God. Boy, this one has been all we thought it was going to be and a little more. Much like 2017. You remember?
Yes, I do.
When we first heard the term by Aikman Chambers, sweet baby Jesus, do you believe in miracles?
Well, that particular game had one of the best free throw shooters I'd ever seen. Absolutely dismissed two when she had been 100% for the free throw line all night long. Ball comes into Stevens. Stevens now across the timeline, and she goes in. Now so they're double team. Here comes the double team. Ball comes to Ginley, and a foul on Olivia Rhodes.
That's only the fourth team foul, though, on the Vikings.
That's her second foul.
You think Stephen Phillips is going to put him on the line here with just a one-point lead?
Well, if I could get the ball to number 30 out there, I'd foul her right off the bat. Ball comes to Riggenbach, and we got a foul on Abby Myers.
And maybe
maybe
Riggenbach is the one to foul.
Well, she's not been in the game very long, but yep. I'll tell you what, man, if David touches the ball, I'm getting to her real quick.
Yeah, those two she shot a few minutes ago were about as ugly as I've seen this year. Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throws, big ones coming up here. First one is good. Did she bank that?
No.
It almost looked like it kissed off of the backboard. 45-43, Vikings trail. Second one, good. Front rim, back rim through. The Vikings trail by three, 55 seconds to go.
Well, we don't need to shoot a three right now.
Well, here's the thing. They're saying no fouls. So let's see if they do that.
Olivia Rhodes now gives it to Shaylin Bear. Bear to Foster from 15 feet. No good. Rebound comes away to Beller. And we got, if that's Myers, that she's out.
Yeah. That's her fifth. Destiny Lasko checking in for Myers.
So Beller will go. She has not scored a point tonight, John. First throw is up and good.
And that makes it a four-point lead. That was a big one.
Second free throw by Beller.
Good as well. Those free throws, like you said, have come back to be big.
Foster now across the timeline. Gives it to Olivia Rhodes. And Rhodes just took away. That was ill-advised right there. And now we're going to put Lusk on the line.
That's about going to do it, Keith. I don't want to be Debbie Downer here, but.
Well, that last shot by Olivia Rhodes, I mean, that was an ill-advised shot, but.
She's trying to make a three, and they were all over her, and just a clean block.
And Lusk makes a free throw. And like I said, John, tight games are won and lost right here. And they've done a great job of putting the ball in the hole on these free throws.
And that free throw is good as well. So that makes it 50-43, a seven-point game with 25 seconds to go.
Olivia Rhodes now. And another block.
And it was clean, too, Keith.
Yep. Stevens now, 14 seconds left to go. And Foster now just... 12 seconds left to go. I don't know if I'd have fouled right then. But anyway, Beller goes to the free throw line where she's 2 for 2.
Coach Phillips, take your seniors out. 12 seconds to go. Let them get a little ovation for their
first free throw is good.
These girls have played their heart out this year. Second Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throw is no good. Bear with a rebound. And just throws it away. No reason to foul now.
So Stevens will go to the free throw line where she's not been there tonight. First free throw is up and good. Second free throw is good as well.
Your final score from Hayes tonight, 53-43. Lincoln Charter with a tremendous comeback, and they stunned this North Wilkes crowd, home crowd tonight.
Yeah, that was a 19-point quarter.
Yeah, they just turned it on in that fourth quarter. We'll be back with our Wilkes Communications post-game show in just a moment.
It's prime time for fiber internet from Wilkes Communications. New customers receive a $200 Amazon or Visa gift card plus an Amazon Fire TV stick when you sign up for fiber internet. So don't fumble over that slow, aggravating internet any longer. Enjoy unlimited internet usage with no data limits and free advanced Wi-Fi. It's time to get that internet experience you deserve with Wilkes Communications. Find out more online at wilkes.net or call 336-973-3103.
And we're back here at North Wilkes High School, our Wilkes Communications post-game show. 53-43, the final score here tonight. Lincoln Charter with just a tremendous, tremendous fourth quarter. What a comeback, Keith. And how they stayed poised down that in that fourth quarter. As North got a little sloppy with the ball, they took advantage of every one of those opportunities.
Well, they got 9 points from the free throw line, yep. John. And, I mean, if that would have been all the points they would have scored, they could have still won. But great job by Lincoln Charter. I tell you what, when they had to make the big shots, they made them. You had Ginley with 6 points, two big threes, and then Stevens with that big three. And right there,
threes were it.
You could see the momentum just definitely swing and change right there. And then you had a North Wilkes team at that point in time. They were trying to do just, in my estimate, a little too much, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I know it's really tough on them seniors that, you know, you had Olivia Rhodes trying to make something. Some shots that really weren't there.
And game probably already over at that point, Keith. You know, but at the same time, a good shot's a good shot.
Yeah, and, you know, they did I thought they made some good shots. I mean, Bear had some great looks at the basket, some 10-15-foot shots that just wouldn't go.
Yeah. You know, and how many little chippies did they miss right at the rim?
Well, and, you know, here's the other big thing. Okay, they were in the two-shot with almost 4 minutes left to go.
Yeah.
And to my knowledge, they didn't take advantage of that.
No, they did not. We talked about how early they got in that double bonus, and they just did not take the ball down on the block, didn't force it inside. And, man, oh, man, what a terrible way for our basketball season to end. We mentioned this the other night. This game is cruel. Somebody wins, somebody loses. And tonight the Vikings came out on the losing end of the stick. But, man, what a career for the seniors. Olivia Rhodes, for Elizabeth Foster, for Abby Myers, for Kylie Miller, also for Savannah Johnson, and then Natalie Mathis, who injured on the bench, had surgery yesterday. Just a tremendous career. These Vikings are going to be hard to handle again next year. They're not going away.
No, they got enough pieces and parts coming back.
Oh, yeah.
They get both Bear girls back. And, you know, you got some other kids that are going to really step up. So, I'll be honest with you, seriously, you know, you say, well, this is not the way we wanted this season to end. But if you'd have told Stephen Phillips at the start of the season that you're playing for the fourth round of the state playoffs, and you're going to lose two of your top players, possibly three of your top players, and you're still playing, I'd say,
sign me up for that. Yeah. Well, buddy, that's going to bring our basketball season to an end. It's been an exciting year. Man, we have had some heart-stopping games just like this one tonight. We have had some good ones this year. I've enjoyed it. This is, as you know, my favorite time of the year. I love basketball. I love all the sports for our local teams here. But, man, I'm a big basketball fan, and it's been a good season. We've had some great games.
Well, you know, we're starting. And last night, a big softball victory for the East Wilkes Lady Cardinals as they beat East Surrey 9-1.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
So, I had a chance to talk to Coach Woodruff out there, and I said, you'll see us up there at West. And I tell you what, you know, the girls' sports, we said at the beginning of the basketball season, we had two of the top girls' basketball teams in this part of the state.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to go, guess what?
We got two of the top softball teams.
Both teams got to the regional finals last year.
I remember us having to decide where we were going to go. That was a hard decision to make, man, I'll tell you.
And so, you know, and both them teams got a lot of pieces coming back. Yeah. You know, you got your two both top pitchers back for both teams. Even though basketball season's over, hey, we got some exciting
baseball and softball both.
So, looking forward to that. And, John, once again, it's just a pleasure to get to sit next to you.
Same here, my friend. I've enjoyed every second of it. Again, I always hate to see any season end, and especially when you have one of our local teams really fighting hard to make it to the state finals and semifinals. But, man, hat tip to North Wilkes, hat tip to East Wilkes both. Hey, hat tip to West Wilkes for turning their season around and making the playoffs as well. I mean, it's been a tremendous year around here for basketball. And then, I got to tell you this, too. Hat tip to the North Wilkes Viking men, who was just one play away from being in the third round of the state tournament. So yeah. we can't shake our head at how this season has gone for our local teams.
No, and, you know, you had East Wilkes boys, even though they went to the first round. You had East Wilkes girls playing in the third round. And so, anytime you get Wilkes County schools going that – I mean, that's farther than probably a lot of people thought.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so a great job, great basketball season. But, it just makes you think about if the good Lord continues to let us stay around here, what's going to transpire next season.
Exactly,
man.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks to Deal Insurance. They've sponsored our three-pointers all year long. And, man, we've had some exciting Deal Insurance three-pointers. And how many times have we said the Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center free throw line where all services are free? Mazzini's of Elkin has sponsored all of our timeouts. They've been reminding us to take time for God. Ride with Pride sponsoring our scoreboard updates. And before we leave you tonight, I will give you a scoreboard update from the NCAA. It was NC State squeaking by Duke women tonight, 54-51. My buddy Keith is excited about that. He just gave me the thumbs up over here. And then late game, Syracuse, Florida State coming up later tonight on the ACC Women's Tournament that's going on down there in Greensboro. Thanks also to Mathis Paving. We don't want to forget to mention them for sponsoring our Wilkes County Cup that we were able to award earlier this year to the Wilkes County football champion.
Wilkes Central.
Yeah, what did I say? Yeah, Wilkes it went County. To Wilkes Central, yeah. But it was a Wilkes County, our Wilkes County
Cup.
Trophy, yeah. The Wilkes Cup, sponsored by Mathis Paving. On behalf of my broadcast partner, Keith Bryan, I'm John Wishon. As we leave you from North Wilkes tonight, I'll remind you of the most important thing we will say all night, and that is this. There's only one man that can make you a winner in the game of life, and that is the man, Christ Jesus. So long, everybody. Good night.
We hope you've enjoyed our Game of the Week. High School Sports brought to you by Wilkes Communications, Apple Brandy Prime Cuts, Blue Ridge Tractor, Brushy Mountain Smokehouse and Creamery, Blue Ridge Energy, David's Market, ECMD, Next Level Collision, Ashley Farm, Skyline National Bank, Wilkesboro Mini Golf and Games, Meineke, Ted's Kickin' Chicken, Ride with Pride Car Washes, Wilkes County Insurance, Freedom Auto Sales, Piedmont Federal Savings Bank, Holmes Asphalt, Deal Insurance, Sapolsky's Tree and Hauling Service, NNT Screen Printing, Miller Funeral Service, Dwight Phillips Auto Sales, Steve Owing State Farm Insurance, Chatham Nursing and Rehab, Rain Sturdivant Funeral Home and Scenic Memorial Gardens, Executive Financial, your local IGA Marketplace, Peanuts Garden Center, Hugh Chatham Memorial Hospital. Listen each week for our Game of the Week on Hometown Christian Radio.